At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, time to go from Chicago to Detroit, where it gets a little more physical with the Lions, with practice this week, as well as second preseason game. We are waking them up this morning. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, who was there yesterday, and Omar, we got all kinds of things to get to. I want to start with this. I liked that Mike made it a point and was stubborn and goes, we got to learn to run the ball down on the goal line. I'm going to keep doing it. What'd you think?
Loved it.
Me too.
This is what preseason's for. You know, you don't get that work in the
Nope.
in joint practices. You don't get that work in training camp. This is if he would have not kicked a field goal the whole game, I probably would have been not surprised. That's what this is about.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
I don't even think anybody cares about the outcome of the score. You know, they could have scored, you know, in some of those situations if they, you know, had been a little bit more creative or weren't adamant about the goal line runs. But that's what this team needs. They need to establish an identity and prove that we can run the ball. I have this firm belief that they will be a good team if they can run the ball. And if the offensive line can keep Tua healthy. Now, obviously, we saw the starters do well, most of the starters, because Austin Jackson's not in there. Whew, but them backups,
yeah.
If I've always been warning people.
I thought to that point, and you're right across the board, and this kind of ties in because I'm going to ask you about the quarterback, especially number two and number three we'll get into, but boy, a couple guys had some rough outings in those backup. Keon Smith moved around a little bit, did not have his best. You know, this year five of Keon Smith, man, we got to find. I'm not picking on anybody today, but we got to find out.
It can't be year five. Hold on, it can't be year five. You don't make me look that up right now. This is not year five of Keon Smith.
I think it is. Year five. Anyway, go ahead while we're doing that. You can look that up and call me later on that one. What do you think? What are we going to do with the backup O-line? Did anybody look pretty good? Did Borum look okay to you? What do you think?
Borum looks fine. He's been improving. He looks fine as the backup right tackle. He cannot play left tackle. I promise you. You don't even need to look. He cannot play left tackle. There's some talk that he can possibly play guard. He's got versatility like that. Then you got Liam Eichenberg. Hopefully Liam Eichenberg comes back. You know, Liam can play all five positions. You know, say what you want about Liam Eichenberg, but he would have helped that offensive line settle down as a backup. Then you have Andrew Meyer, who has done well as a backup center. Those are your three primary backups. You need another one. You need a fourth. And that player, you need a guy who can play left tackle and be a swing tackle. You need a Kendall Lamb, and that player is not
coming
on this
back.
Roster right
not
now.
Going through. Effetti also not looking great yesterday.
I want to watch him more because, I mean, he's only been here for like a week. He's
That's
probably
true.
Haven't even practiced. I want to watch him more. Keon Smith also. They like Keon Smith. I don't think it's fair that I've seen Keon Smith at every position but center so far.
Yeah, but that might be his role. Like, his role might be that guy that's what they thought with his athletic ability before he went on IR last year, that he was quick off the ball and he could play all those positions, right?
Yeah, but he's not quick off the ball now with the knee injury and playing with the brace. I've seen him play his best at left tackle. Now, does that mean that he wouldn't struggle in the game? I don't know.
Yeah.
It smells like Keon Smith is being set up to be put on the practice squad because Chris Greer, you know, swears teams were trying to trade for him last year.
Trade
for him at some point. Not with that film. Whoa, did he do bad.
Yeah. Hey, let's jump on the other side. Ethan Bonner makes a nice play. Storm Duck had some nice plays as well.
Mm-hmm. Jack Jones had some nice plays.
Jack Jones had a nice play except for his hold on that interception going down the sideline. But I think Jack Jones might be the most talented of everybody if he could just clean some things up a little bit. I still think he's going to start when it's all said and done. What do you think?
I think they're going to rotate those guys, number one. I think that they're going to play the guys that are most consistent with what they asked to do, which is Storm. I'm hopeful that they'll play Mike Hilton a little bit more in a nickel. That's been a mystery to me. But I know Mike Hilton can play. And Jack, I don't think you want to put too much on him too soon, just because of everything I hear about him from people who've coached him or he's been in their organizations. He's super talented. The word that I've gotten is $100 million talent, his own worst enemy. And that's the scary thing to hear about a young man. I have not had a private conversation with him, and I'm looking forward to doing that when they finally open the locker room, because a lot of people care about him, and a lot of people know he's a talented kid. It's just he gets in his way. And hopefully he's matured and learned from that. But I don't think they want to put too much on him too soon. But Ethan's doing well. We know who. I don't think they're going to address the cornerback position, Joe.
No, I don't either. By the way, and I'm okay with that. I've been told now by numerous coaches, Joe, we're developing some of these guys. We think they can play, and we know, you know, some of you guys don't. But so they're going to keep going. Hey, by the way, we got some. So Channing Tindall, he was pretty active yesterday. I'm not saying he's perfect. He had his bad plays,
was
but. He made some plays. He was around. Now I know what you're going to say. They're loaded at that position. He got any chance to make this team? Willie Gay had another, you know, splash play like he always does.
Yeah. Britt played well. No, I don't know what they're going to do with Channing Tindall, to be honest with you. I think the bigger, more pressing issue is all those edge rushers.
I was going to get to that next. And I do want to ask you, So if we agree on the top three pass rushers, right, if they're all ready to go, obviously Chubb, Phillips, and Chop. So who's a fourth and fifth guys, in your opinion?
Fourth and fifth guy. I'm putting McClendon on there.
Wait a second. You got Quentin Bell there, first of all.
Hold on. Let me put them in my order.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I've seen way too much from McClendon to act like this is a fluke, because how you saw him play in that exhibition game, he's done it every day. He shows up, and I used to think it was the tackles that he was playing against, and it still might be, maybe Chicago, but he moved around, so he did it against a lot of people. He missed probably about four plays in that game when I reviewed the film, and he was close. Then I'm going Quentin Bell, and then I'm going Grayson Murphy. And I know Cameron Good is a special team.
Oh boy, what a play! Made one of the best plays in the game. That on that kickoff, one of the best plays I've ever seen.
I know, but do you pass up? And your special teams look so much better, and I got to commend you for that. But do you potentially pass up having a pass rusher that you think can be dynamic? And they've got two of them, a young green pass rusher that could be dynamic to keep a special teams guy.
Yeah. Hey, Omar.
Do you?
I'm getting ready to tell you why. This kickoff return thing, you saw what it did for us yesterday, the field position we got.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new league, man. They're going to be returning damn near every one of them. You got to have a Cameron Good. If Cameron Good beat everybody down the field by 5 yards, beats a one-on-one tackle, and makes an open field tackle on top of it, that guy saved me 10 or 15, 20 yards, then I'm keeping that guy as the extra guy. If those are the kind of plays he's going to make and ends up being that good on special teams, yes or no?
Here's my thing. I'm not arguing with you. But can McClendon and Murphy do that too if we give them the opportunity?
I don't know that.
But that's the thing. He's a very good special teams player. He's probably the worst pass rusher.
Think his pass rushing skills. It's funny. I isolated on him a little bit yesterday and watching him because I wanted to see all those guys. And I know they had Murphy out there a lot with McClendon. And I was curious watching 59 and 42 and they were getting pressure and have good moves and stuff. It's a really talented group.
They are.
But somebody you got to have a core of special teams dudes, though, that aren't worried about when am I going to get my chance to play on defense. And they're going, your job is to make sure we don't have them returning kicks to the 45-yard line.
I think Chris Greer will have the opportunity to trade one of those young pass rushers and get himself something. I promise you that the league will notice them. If you choose to keep Quinn Gray over, Cameron Good over those two talented edge rushers. And if I were them, man, I'd be busting tail on special teams too, because they already know you can get after the quarter.
Yeah, no, you can do both. You're in there. I agree with you. Hey, so never thought I was going to ask you this. I thought it was just a given. Do Zeke Biggers, Jordan Phillips, join Kenneth Grant on the active 53-man roster when this is said and done? Because there's some other veterans playing pretty well.
Absolutely.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One, I don't think they were going to draft. I don't think they were going to cut the draft picks. Two, Zeke Biggers is the number two nose tackle, so something happens to Bedino Jones, they need Zeke Biggers. And three, Zeke Biggers balled yesterday, and I did not expect that. I saw him. He balled in the joint practices as well.
He did.
I did not expect that. That guy played like somebody lit a fire under
Austin
him.
Austin Clark, I talked to him in the morning. We were walking. Shouldn't probably be saying that. Anyway, and Cal guys can walk together. But he says the light went on Zeke. He goes, Zeke Bigger's like, he goes, the light went on, man. I don't know what he watched one day, but he now realizes that he is a big, bad dude.
He is a big, bad dude that could throw people around. And I don't – trust me, he had had a very quiet camp. And all of a sudden, it's like, ding, the light bulb goes on. And I love seeing those moments. And it they always happen to defensive tackles. I believe the first one was the wrestler. We're good friends, too. He played at Maryland. I forget. People are going to beat me up about not remembering his name. But
you know, this is the kind of conversation my 91-year-old dad has, and he doesn't name the guy, and I got to play guess who.
He's a wrestler. He went to WWE, got fired from WWE, and now he's like a star in the other wrestling league. Anyway.
I'll just call him Damn. Go ahead.
He came from Maryland. He had a quiet camp, went into the exhibition game, made some plays, and was like, oh, hell, this ain't too big for me. And just started balling and stayed here for a couple of years, and Patriots claimed him, and then he had a nice healthy NFL career as an undrafted guy. I can't remember his name. And Zeke Biggers, man, I was very impressed. Probably him and Derek McClendon. Malik Washington.
I thought both Washingtons played pretty well.
Yeah, both Washingtons. I should not be disrespecting Taj Washington.
Yeah.
Both Washingtons played well. But, man, are the Dolphins going to have a tiny receiving core again? It's going to be four guys that are under 5'11".
So can I ask you, Eric Ezekama did a little tease job on us yesterday again.
I'm tired of the tease jobs.
All right.
Listen, Eric Ezekama has had 4 years of opportunities and chances. And while I do agree that they need to get bigger, I could invest in him on my practice squad. He's not making my 53.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't care what he does. He's not making my 53.
Hey, and the other one I really wanted to talk about is Ollie Gordon II. I can't wait to see him the next 2 weeks, man. I think he'll make a statement, and I know how we feel about Madison, who took a shot yesterday. While he was dishing it out, he took it. I'm not so sure Gordon is not going to move up the ladder a little bit as a strong physical back. What do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't know if we'll be seeing Alexander Madison for a little while here. That was not a, oh, I'm going to bounce back from it. That was my shoulder's going to be sore, separated. My neck is going to be sore. That was I might be wearing what are those things you wear around your neck?
Yep.
For a little while. I'm pretty sure that they're shopping for running backs right now.
Oh, yeah. They're bringing in at least one guy to finish out this preseason. You're right. There's a whole bunch of them out there. Isn't that where you can go to the park over here down in Daytown? We can find a running back, or was that?
Cornerbacks. The running backs. It's funny because I was looking to see the running back they had in camp got picked up by the Colts. Even what's the name? A homeboy. Jeff Wilson. He just got picked up by the 49ers.
Yeah.
So every team is out here adding backs at the last minute. A lot of guys just found work this week.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you. So overall, how do we? I didn't even mention. I'm sorry. Real quickly, Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. What do you think?
Can play better. Should play better.
Better play better. And this is why we have this preseason. By the way, for everybody bitches about these games, those two guys need to see light. They need to see that you can't just stand back there and the defender stop around you and you think you complete a 25-yard pass. That's exactly why.
Wish they had a better line, but
that's what they have, man. Good luck. It's happened to lot of dudes through the years have had to play with the twos and the threes in preseason. You got to make it work. That other guy was scrambling around, running, and making plays yesterday.
They were saving running for their lives, too. That, with Zach, he's got to work on his footwork and his fundamentals, because when his footwork is off, that pass is off. Quinn made some bold throws, but, you know, two lost fumbles, that's not good. And, yes, I know you're playing with the worst receivers and the worst offensive line, but I've seen you do better than that. So, but all the talk of Quinn Ewers, number two quarterback, yeah, we can put that to rest now.
By the way, I'm only laughing because Zach Wilson got, like you said, he can't stand there in that pocket not ready to throw the friggin' ball. Like, he's got to get himself and be able to throw those passes. That's a touchdown out in the flats. He's got to make that.
Oh,
throw.
Yeah.
Got to make that.
Yeah,
throw.
But his footwork. I've seen him so much to know. If his footwork is off, yeah, that ball's hitting the ground. It's so consistent. His footwork has to be, and he needs to be working a lot of the drills that Tua does. He just does because his footwork is just very poor.
Hey, by the way, I'm so glad you mentioned it because nobody's going to talk about it. It's not sexy to talk about Omar Kelly with us from the Miami Herald. Special teams, that's the best day they've had in a long time everywhere yesterday. How good was that?
Let's not jinx it.
No, it's just one game, but you got to admit, we haven't had that.
Just one game. Yeah, let's just hope it wasn't just one game.
Right.
Because let's hope it's consistent, because that was an impressive performance and showing.
Yeah.
I don't even think you had your best guys out there, but you really made an effort in special teams, and you showed that, hey, you showed exactly how bad it was over the past few years.
Yeah. Hey, Omar, thank you, man. Thanks for getting up with us. I'll see you in a couple of days up there. Appreciate it.
All right, see you, Joe.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning. Talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins, and actually agree with a lot of stuff Omar had to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.